You had the idea. It was sitting right there, on the tip of your tongue in that meeting. You could feel it. You even rehearsed the first sentence in your head. And then someone else talked first. The moment passed, and you sat there thinking, why didn't I just say it? And then 40 minutes later, someone else basically said the same thing. And everybody loved it. If that just made your eye twitch, welcome. This episode is for you. Hello, my people leaders, my growth getters, I typed my comment in the chat, deleted it, retyped it, and then the meeting ended, crew. Welcome back to Workday Playdate with Improve It, the show where we use humor and play to help you lead better, live better, and this month, think more quickly on your feet. Now, today, we are talking about speaking up out loud with your actual voice. Revolutionary stuff, my peeps. I'm your host, Erin Deal. And before we jump in, I have a quick favor that truly helps this show grow. If you've ever been mid-episode of this show and thought she is describing me with alarming accuracy, please go and leave us a show review on iTunes. Those reviews keep this playdate growing, and literally, I read every single one. Now, here's the thing about speaking up at work. It's not really a skills problem. Most of you know what to say. It's a confidence problem. The moment hits, the room gets quiet, and your brain goes offline. Today, we're fixing that. We've got a framework, a personal story that's a little gross, but very effective, and a playdate practice that's going to change your entire meeting life. Okay, let's play. But before we do, peeps, I have to tell you about something, and I need you to really hear me right now. I am a person who, in any given week, is running a company, recording this podcast, raising a child, speaking on a stage somewhere in America, and trying to remember if I ate lunch. Spoiler alert, I have not yet. My organizational system was, and I am not proud of this, vibes and post-it notes. Peeps, vibes and post-it notes. And then Magna Tag entered my life, and honestly, she saved me. Now, MagnaTag makes over 2,300, yes, I said 2,300 magnetic dry erase planning systems, calendars, project boards, dry erase walls, maps, and all handmade here in the USA. I have their calendar board on my wall, and I look at it every morning, and I feel like a person who has their life together, which is a new feeling for me, and I'm enjoying it. Now, if you can't find exactly what you need, you can design your own custom board online, your logo, your layout, your whole vibe. Now, these are not your sad 2009 conference room whiteboards. MagnaTag builds visual systems for how teams actually work. It's so refreshing to have a physical visual board in the digital world that we live in. So the link for MagnaTag is in the show notes. Head to magnatag.com/playdate and go get your life together. That's magnatag.com/playdate. Okay, now let's play. My peeps, I hope you are enjoying the show. We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passionstruck Network. Now back to our show. So we're starting with a game today because obviously, this one is called What I Should Have Said. Now, I want you to think of the last meeting where you held back. You had a thought, an idea, a reaction, and you kept it to yourself. Got it? Now, I want you to say it out loud right now, whatever it was. Say it in your car, your kitchen, to your dog, to your shower wall. I don't care. Say what I should have said was and finish it. How did that feel? A little satisfying, maybe even a little frustrating. Good, because that idea, that thought, it deserved to be heard. Not 20 minutes later in the parking lot, not rewritten four times in a follow-up email, in the room, in the moment. And today, we're going to build the muscle to make that happen. Now, Here's the problem. Here is what I see all the time, and literally, y'all, I mean all the time. Smart, capable, experienced leaders who go completely silent in meetings. Not because they have nothing to say, because they have too much to say and they can't figure out how to package it fast enough. Or because they're waiting for the right moment, or because they're scared their idea isn't polished enough, or because last time they spoke up, someone steamrolled them and they thought, you know what, never again. I know this because I lived it. Now, earlier in my career, I would sit in meetings with my hands in my lap, my chat on mute, my mouth shut. I had less time on the account I was working on. I had less experience in the room, and I had convinced myself that nobody wanted to hear what I had to say because I was lower on the totem pole. And when I did speak up, my voice would shake, like legit physically shake. I'd be like, hello, Erin. And I'd feel my heart and my throat and my face would get hot. And then I'd basically speed talk my way through whatever I was saying just to get it over with. It was freaking awful. It was awful. And as I started to grow in my career, I realized something that changed everything. It's not what you say, it's that you say it. I got a little hack for you. And I'm going to tell y'all, fair warning, it is gross. Okay, this is a little PG-13 on the show today, but stay with me because it works. You ready? It's two words. Everyone poops. I know. But hear me out, okay? So if you're sitting in a room thinking that someone is better than you because they have more experience, okay, yes, they might have more experience than you. That might be true. But they are still human. They still put their pants on one leg at a time. They still have bad days and weird thoughts. And yes, y'all, they still poop. Now, once I started using this little hack, okay, this silly, ridiculously, deeply humanizing reminder, something shifted for me. I stopped putting people on pedestals. I stopped shrinking and I started thinking, you know what? We're all the same. I'm going to speak my mind because I have something important to say. They can take it or leave it, but at least I'm getting my ideas out there instead of sitting on the back line. And that little shift, y'all, has changed my entire career trajectory. So in improv terms, I was standing on the back line, waiting the scene or watching the scene, knowing exactly what move to make. And I was standing there and I was staying there. Because meanwhile, someone with half the insight and twice the volume walked on stage and they got the laugh. Not because they were better, because they moved first. Now, let me tell you this. This isn't just a personality thing. Research consistently shows that people who speak up early and often in meetings are perceived as more confident, even when the content of what they say isn't objectively better than what the quiet people were thinking. And a study from Yale found that people frequently confuse confidence with competence. The person who speaks first gets credited as the expert, regardless of actual expertise. And Gallup's engagement data tells us that employees who feel their voice matters are nearly 5 times more likely to feel empowered to do their best work. So let me say that again. Your silence isn't keeping you safe. It's keeping you invisible. And the world needs what you have to say. So here's the mindset shift. Confidence doesn't come before speaking up. Speaking up is how confidence is built. How about that little nugget? Okay, put that in your pipe, smoke it. Confidence doesn't come before speaking up. Speaking up is how confidence is built. And I know you want to feel ready first. You want the butterflies to leave before you open your mouth. I get it, but that is not how improv works, and it's not how leadership works. In improv, you don't wait until you feel confident to walk on stage. You walk on stage and the confidence catches up. Every improviser who's ever been good was terrified the first time they stepped out. Terrified, like so much armpit sweat. And the second time, and probably the 47th time, I still get scared. But they kept stepping out and their brain started to learn, okay, we survived that. Maybe we can do it again. That's the hack. It's not a trick, it's reps. So I went from shaking voice and sweaty palms to leading those same meetings. Not because I woke up one day and felt quote unquote confident, because I kept stepping on stage, even when I didn't. So take a breath with me in and out, because we're not going to fake it till we make it our way into confidence. We're going to improv our way there, one rep at a time. My peeps, I hope you are enjoying the show. We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to our show. So I've got a framework for you. You know we love a framework. It's a five-step framework called SPEAK, S-P-E-A-K. Set up the scene. P is for preload your line. E is for enter early. A is for anchor the room. And K is for keep building. So let's start with step one, set the scene. Before you ever open your mouth in a meeting, I want you to set your internal scene. So in improv, the first thing a performer does when they walk on stage is establish the scene. Where am I? Who am I? What's happening here? So before your next meeting, I want you to take 30 seconds and ask yourself three questions. What is this meeting about? What do I want to contribute? And what's one thing I want to say out loud before this meeting ends? That's it. You're not scripting. You're not over-preparing. You're giving your brain a target. Because walking into a meeting with no intention is like walking on a stage with no scene. You'll stand there, you'll feel lost, and you'll let everybody else run the show. And honestly, I wish I had this when I was sitting in those early meetings with my hands in my lap. If I had walked in with one thing I wanted to say, just one, I would have got off the back line so much sooner. And here's a little pro tip. I want you to write that one thing down somewhere you can see it. Not buried in a Google Doc, not in a notification you'll swipe away. Somewhere physical and visible. And that, again, is why I love MagnaTag, y'all. My MagnaTag board, I write my monthly intentions and goals on it, and I look at it every single morning. So when your goals, your intentions are staring you in the face, it's a lot harder to hide on the back line. Your brain needs to see the target to hit the target. So check out MagnaTag again in the show notes if you're curious. I'm telling you, these boards work. So set the scene before the scene starts. That's step one. Step two, preload your line. Okay, this is the hack that changed everything for me when I was performing improv, and it works in meetings too. Now, in improv, the hardest part isn't knowing what to say. It's starting. It's literally the first three words. So once you're talking, your brain kicks in and you can build the thought, but getting from silence to sound, that is the wall. So preload your first line. Have a go-to opener that gets you from silence to speaking. So here's some you can steal. I want to build on that. This is bringing up something for me. Can I add a thought here? I'm going to think out loud for a second. I always say that one. I'm going to think out loud for a second. None of these require a polished idea. They are on ramps. They get you onto the stage. And once you're on the stage, your brain will do the rest. The goal isn't to say something perfect. The goal is to say something first. So step three is called enter early. Now, this is the big one. This is the one that will change your entire meeting. I want you to speak in the first 10 minutes. In improv, the longer you stand on the back line, the harder it gets to walk on the stage. Your brain starts building a case why you shouldn't go. The scene is going fine without you. Somebody else probably has a better idea. You'll go next time. Sound familiar? Meetings work the same way. The longer you're silent, the more your brain tells you it's too late. The window's passed. The moment's gone. So don't wait for the perfect moment. I want you to enter early. It can be small. It could be a question. It could be an agreement. It could be a quick reaction. I agree with that. And here's what I'd add in. Or can you tell me more about that? Here's another one. That's interesting. I'm thinking about it differently. So open your voice in the room. And once your voice is in, you exist. You're a scene partner, and it becomes exponentially easier to speak again. And remember, if those butterflies show up and your inner voice starts going, who am I to say something? Remember the hack. Everyone poops. The CEO poops. The VP poops. The person who just gave you the most impressive presentation you've ever seen poops. You belong in this room. Your voice matters here. Now say the thing. First rep in the first 10 minutes. That is the rule. All right, step 4, anchor the room. Now, here's something no one tells you about speaking up. It's not just about your confidence. It is about what you give the room. So in improv, the best scene partners don't just make themselves look good. They make everyone around them look good. They anchor the scene. They give the other performers something to build on. Now, when you speak up in a meeting, you're not just sharing an idea. You are giving permission. You're telling the other person who's been sitting silently, hey, it's safe to talk here. You're redirecting a conversation that's been circling for 15 minutes. You're naming the thing no one else wants to name. You're anchoring the room. And y'all, that is not ego. It is leadership. So the next time you hesitate, I want you to reframe it. Who in this room needs to hear me right now? Because it's rarely just about you. It's about the 3 other people who are thinking the exact same thing and need someone to go first. Be the one who goes first. Step 5, you're going to keep building. All right. Now in improv, one good scene doesn't make a show. Consistency does. And speaking up once doesn't build confidence, but doing it again does, and again and again. So here's what most people get wrong. They speak up once, it goes okay, and they go right back to the back line. Because the first time was so stressful that their brain filed it under, survive that, let's never do it again. Nope, not today. We are building reps. Your goal isn't one moment of bravery. Your goal is to become someone who speaks up consistently, not because it's easy, but because you've trained yourself to do it even when it's not. So here's the challenge. I want you to speak up once in every meeting this week. Not every meeting for the rest of your life, just this week, 5 days of reps. By Friday, your brain won't be asking, should I say something? It'll be asking, what am I going to say? That's the shift. That's confidence. And again, if you're the kind of person who needs to track things visually to stay accountable, and listen, I am that person, check out MagnaTag. I'm so serious. I write my monthly intentions and my goals on my monthly MagnaTag calendar board. And there is something about seeing them in dry erase marker on a physical board every single day that makes them feel real in a way that a to-do app never has. You can't swipe away a board on your wall. So again, magnatag.com/playdate. The link is in the show notes. So here's your recap. Set the scene, preload your line, enter early, anchor the room, keep building. S-P-E-A-K, the speak framework. That's 5 steps to get your voice in the room, not someday, this week. So your playdate practice this week is called the Backline Challenge. Now, this is named after the backline in improv, where performers stand before they step into the scene. And this week, your only job is to step off the backline. So step 1. I want you to look at your calendar right now. I want you to pick 3 meetings this week where you typically stay quiet. And step 2, before each meeting, you're going to set the scene. Write down your one thing, the one thought, the one question, or the reaction you want to share before the meeting ends. Okay? Make sure it's visible. Step 3, preload your line. So pick one of the openers from step 2 of the framework. Write it at the top of your notes. That's your on-ramp. Step 4, enter early. Speak again in those first 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be big. It just has to be loud. And if your brain starts telling you that you don't belong, everyone poops. Say the thing. Step 5. After each meeting, I want you to write down one sentence. I said blank and it felt blank. Track it and then watch the pattern shift by Friday. Now, bonus points if you add speak up in every meeting to your monthly intentions and goals somewhere you can actually see them. I keep mine again on my MagnaTag board. When my monthly intentions or goals are right there on the wall, I stay in the game. There's something about seeing it every morning that rewires your brain. So speaking up stops being scary and starts just being who you are. My peeps, if this episode hits you, if you're sitting there thinking I've been playing small and I'm done, good. Let's freaking go. Because your ideas are not less valuable because they come out quieter. Your perspective is not less worthy because you need a second to gather your thoughts. And your voice, your actual imperfect, unrehearsed voice, is the one the room needs to hear. Not the polished version you'd send in a follow-up email. Not the safe version that doesn't ruffle anything, the real one. And I know, because I was the girl with the shaky voice and the sweaty palms, and I'm now the woman with the podcast and stages and a business. Not because the fear went away, but because I stopped letting it make my decisions. So send this episode to the person on your team who always has the best ideas in the parking lot after the meeting. Tell them your voice belongs in the room, not the recap, because we're not staying on the back line anymore. We are stepping into the scene, unrehearsed, imperfect, out loud. And go check out our sponsor, MagnaTag, at magnatag.com/playdate. Get yourself a board for your monthly intentions and goals that makes you feel like you have your life together, because you deserve to see what you're working toward every single day, not buried in an app, not scribbled on a post-it, on your wall. Trust me on this one. Please leave us that iTunes review too, so we can keep bringing you the good stuff. And know, my peeps, I see you, I'm rooting for you, and that thing you didn't say in the last meeting, say it in the next one. I dare you. Now go speak, S-P-E-A-K, your 5-step framework, out loud. I'll see you next time on Workday Playdate with Improve It. I'm so proud of you. Until then, bye-bye.